As televised debates go, pollster Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling says most people only watch the presidential ones. But tonight's meeting between McCrory, Perdue, and Libertarian Mike Munger could be different because it airs right before the last presidential debate.
Some folks might say, well, I was going to spend an hour and a half on politics tonight, so maybe I'll just spend 2.5 hours on politics tonight and make a more informed choice about the governor's race, too. So I don't think any of the other ones mattered, but tonight's could.
McCrory has the home court advantage tonight. Jensen's polls show half of Charlotte voters support McCrory, which is his biggest advantage anywhere in the state. The data shows 30% of people who claim to be Democrats in the Charlotte area and even plan to vote for Obama are also voting for McCrory.
The reason that he's as competitive as he is in this Democratic state is because so many Democrats in the Charlotte TV market are crossing over to vote for McCrory. So I think really, actually, Bev Perdue has the most to gain from tonight because she's going to have Charlotte voters paying attention to her in a way that they haven't before.
Jensen says Libertarian Mike Munger's also hurting Perdue because 60% of his supporters are Democrats planning to vote for Obama. Munger has about 4% of North Carolina votes in the latest poll, which Jensen says is enough to make a difference in the final tally, since Perdue and McCrory are currently separated by a single point. Tonight's debate will be at the studios of WTVI Public Television in Charlotte. WFAE will carry it live at 7 p.m., followed by the final presidential debate from New York. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.